It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take him out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. My favorite day of the week, or Monday. That's right, Evan Nitzgarter. Mondays are my favorite week. Instant reaction, instant reaction. And last night, the Niners got their clocks cleaned by the Kansas City Chiefs. 28-18, defense played well. Game was closer than what the score indicated. It was a two-point game. It was a close game. There's no doubt about it. But the Niners, too many turnovers, too many mistakes, too many missed tackles. And they dropped to 3-4 on the season. And this operation, win at all costs, against the Dallas Cowboys next Sunday, something we'll get to. Jerry Rice will join us in the next 30 minutes on the River Islands guest line. Jerry Rice, that's right, the greatest of all time. He'll join us to discuss what went wrong yesterday at Levi Stadium for the San Francisco 49ers. Spadoni in for Shasky. Shasky filling under the weather. We'll get to all the lines. All the lines. Look, is the season over, Spadone? No, it's not.
No.
It's not over. You win next week, go to 4-4 before the bye. You're feeling good. Great. But you may have to move forward without Brandon Ayuk. Mm. We don't know where Juwan Jennings is at. Deebo Samuel came up ill. Ricky Pearsall is a rookie just trying to shed the rug.
I mean, draw the guy just fire now.
I mean, gosh, the guy hasn't been on the field much. I just, Shanahan and Purdy goes back to the head coach or the quarterback. I thought the game plan was very vanilla. I thought the game plan, I mean, it was almost as if they showed Spax too much respect. And the quarterback just wasn't good enough yesterday.
No. It was a bad loss. It was a loss that highlighted the deficiencies of the 49ers, and it was a win that highlighted some of the key attributes for the Kansas City Chiefs, I thought. Whether it's the head coach and Andy Reid, whether it's Patrick Mahomes, whether it's Steve Spagnuolo, every single phase, whether it was special teams. Hell, and even early on in that game, you thought the special teams, oh, they made a play. They made a stop on 4th-and-1. Wow, they learned from their mistake from the Ram game, right? They stuffed the 4th-and-short. But then after that, it was just a nightmare game from all three phases, quite honestly. And yes, the defense played fine, but even on the ground game, the defense didn't play well enough. Controlling the run game, it just was not good enough. And it's unfortunate because you felt like if you can just win this game, if you're the 49ers, that would just go a long way with the psyche of this team, of the players, of the coaching staff, of the fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Just win against the Chiefs could go a long way, and it didn't happen. They're the only undefeated team left. And if you just watch the rest of the NFL yesterday, specifically in the NFC, Lions, massive divisional game win. You saw the Commanders. We'll see Jaden Daniels, but
Commanders
win for them.
Might be real.
They destroyed the Carolina Panthers. And I don't know what Dave Canales is doing with sticking with Andy Dalton. I don't know what's going on there. They're a joke. You had the Vikings, even in a loss, they showed something for me against the Detroit Lions, where they were down.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came back, and then they took the lead, and then what happened? It was a back and forth. The Green Bay Packers with a massive win over the Houston Texans.
That's a good football team.
That division's just stacked, by the
way.
It's
a good football team.
The Bears had a bye. The NFC North is just stacked.
Seattle got back on track.
They did. Big win against the Atlanta Falcons.
And the big win. They won that going away.
Yep.
Won that by 20.
Geno looked good.
34-14.
Bounce back for them, too.
So Seattle, they're going to get healthier. So
they're back in first place.
You know, look, man, this is a tough... It's a tough loss for the 49ers for a number of reasons.
The Eagles,
number
too.
Of reasons. Eagles yep. got a big time win against the New York Giants. Saquon looks great running the football here. Niners didn't run the ball yesterday. They were 2 of 11 on third down. They were just getting dominated. It just midway through the first half, it was about 6 minutes and change left, and the Niners had one first down to their name, which was aided by a penalty. Their first down that they created for themselves was when Purdy on 1st-and-20 hit George Kittle for 22 yards. Poor decision-making for the quarterback. Poor play caller from Kyle Shanahan. Poor offensive line play. Poor separation by the wide receivers, which is why they're last in yards after catch. The Niners are last. After having the Yak Bros and that nickname,
wild.
They are last in the league when it comes to yards after catch.
It's honestly unbelievable. That's what Kyle Shanahan hangs his hat on. Is the Yak.
Well, these guys aren't getting open, Spadoni. Sorry, I almost called you Shaz. Yeah, right. They're not getting open. They're not separating. So I see all the texts on the Comcast business text line. Spadoni, they're running crossing routes and drag routes and sleds, and these guys just cannot get open.
No.
They can't get open.
They need to just go, again, we talked about it last segment. Like, I need some hurry up. I need some no huddle. I need some urgency. Yeah, like break the normal vanilla game plan and stuff like that. And we're going to get into that with Jerry Rice in about 20 minutes. Sometimes, you know, I see it with whether it's a Dak Prescott, whether it's a Patrick Mahomes, whether it was Tom Brady all those years. All right, this S isn't working. Let's just go back to square one. All right, no huddle. Let's go. Yep. Post route. It's just so-and-so. Like, you just need something to break up the continuity of something that's not working sometimes.
Evan, crack the mic for a second. You sat right next to me yesterday at the press box.
E-dog.
You sat right next to me. He had binoculars just like me. We both had our blockers. Mine look better than his. But he brought the binoculars.
It's too early for Evan Giddings. He's not used to being up this early.
I'm waking his ass up day because he's just chilling. You're not going to chill on this show. Say, Steiny Guru, you know, autopilot. Evan, what's up?
What's going on, man?
What'd you see for the box yesterday?
Well, what I saw was on the KC side. I mean, pretty much everything. It was funny. I was talking with Lo Neal, you know, on the kickoff show before the game. Everything he was saying to watch about this game should be on Kansas City's defense. Like, if you want to see what is not happening on the 49ers side of the football, offensive-wise, watch what KC does, because the Niners were gaining no separation. They weren't able to run the ball whatsoever, and Brock Purdy had the worst game of his career so far. All three of those things are going to put you in a disadvantageous position never against any football team, nevertheless the defending champs. So it was a very bad loss, and one that I understand why people are pissed off today and want to point blame at pretty much everybody.
Yeah, well, the blame to me goes to the top of the food chain. Starts with the head coach, quarterback. It's Brock Purdy, Kyle Shanahan, Brock Purdy. They were awful yesterday.
Wasn't good enough. And again,
wasn't good enough. Wasn't even close to being good enough.
Juxtaposing that between one of, if not the greatest coach in the history of the sport, and maybe the greatest quarterback in the history of the sport. And although he didn't look like it yesterday, he made the winning plays that an elite quarterback makes. And Tom Brady, I know you guys were at the game, so you weren't listening on the broadcast like I was, but he was just referencing that throughout the game. He's like, you know, Mahomes hasn't been great, but you know what? I look at the stats at the end of the day, it doesn't matter to him anymore. It doesn't matter to a guy like Mahomes, where he's already been an MVP. He's thrown 50 touchdowns. He's done all this. And it was just refreshing to hear a guy like Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback of all time, I think. And him also getting to that level and getting to that point in his career where it's like, it doesn't matter. I can have 100 yards passing. I'm not a fantasy quarterback anymore. It doesn't matter. I got guys named James White that I'll just dump it off to if I need to. I got Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis. I got Jonas Gray. I got, you know, if it was Patrick Mahomes, Samaje Perine. I got all these guys. It doesn't matter. Carson Steele. Like, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Because I know who I am at the end of the day.
It doesn't matter.
And I'll have a 33-yard scramble. I'll have a little flick pass. I'll be getting sacked. And I'll complete a third down. He's just unbelievable to watch. Even when he's not at his best, you still awe at what he does. And I've already seen the play 50 times this morning, whether it's from KTVU, ESPN, Fox Sports. Patrick Mahomes running into the end zone, checking Mustafa, who just bounces off him like a fly running into a windshield. That was just the lasting image of the game yesterday. Patrick Mahomes, he makes plays, man.
He makes plays. But that, again, to me, I look at yesterday, and I said, you were able to hold down Mahomes. You were able to make, Kansas City went into that fourth quarter with 14 points on the scoreboard. I thought defensively, Niners did a lot of good things, good pass rushes, good stunts up front by Leonard Floyd and Nick Bosa. I thought they did a very good job of rushing and trying to shut down the lanes of Mahomes. Now, he's going to make plays. He's going to do some Houdini type of things. But again, yesterday came down to the execution or lack of execution by Brock Purdy, Kyle Shanahan calling plays, and these wide receivers unable to get open in man coverage, as well as the offensive line not holding up. The offense as a whole just stunk. Let's go to the Lions. Wichita, Kansas. Doug, what's happening?
Doug.
Hey, bang, bang, Niner gang, fellas. That's what's happening. One way or another. Hey, first of all, let me give a shout out to my Uncle Vern, who lives here in Wichita, where I live. He broke the bank and went to the game yesterday out there in Santa Clara. He's a Niner fan just like me, and, man, I feel so bad for him, spending all that hard-earned money to go watch. And I ain't dogging my boy out, but to go watch Brock Purdy throw three terrible picks.
Mm.
All on Brock. Hey, man, we have these games, but here's what I thought watching the game. I try not to take too much time. But I thought all three of those picks except for the one in the end zone. He threw it right to the Kansas City guy.
Yeah.
But those other two specifically, I don't think he saw what was going on. He didn't see that corner undercut the ball or be bracketed or whatever. And he didn't see Ronnie Bell make a great play to break a route off for a first down. If he's moving out of the pocket, I guarantee you he hits that dude with his eyes closed, man. So I'm just saying, man, maybe we mix in a little bit of moving the pocket. I said that a couple weeks ago, too. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed because I'm tired of Kansas City. But they played defense. They got the win. And by the way, without those three picks, I think we win. I'm still on that horse.
Well,
hey, man,
yeah.
Bang, bang, Niner gang. Love you guys. Bossy, Sassy, keep rocking it out.
Yeah, you know, yeah, without the three picks, they win.
Yeah.
Without the Christian McCaffrey fumble in the Super Bowl, you go up 7-0, you know. Without a holding call, when you got first and 10 at the Kansas City 44, maybe you get a field goal in the Super Bowl.
You got to credit the defense. Could've. Yeah, you got to credit the defense there, but also it's self-inflicted wounds. Like, those ones weren't even close to Doug's point.
I don't know
what he was seeing there. And you can, again, that goes back to the conversation that Shanahan had with Purdy afterwards. He's like, dude, what were you seeing today?
You got the first pick, the one of George Kittle,
Good
Carter.
Lord.
Can you play that one down? We watched it in the press box. We're like, where the hell is he throwing it? There was nothing there. Chester Reed just undercut, boom, interception.
Out of faith, Purdy. Looking deep, sets off. Now it's intercepted. There was nobody there at all. It's picked up by Justin Reed. And Reed finally going to go down.
I mean, Kevin Burkhardt on the call.
He even said it. There's no one there.
Nobody there. Nobody there. Everybody was like, what the hell? One play drive.
That looked like Jimmy Garoppolo. Let's just be honest. That looked like a Jimmy G throw.
No, it was a Jimmy G throw. And it was the first play of a possession that began at the Kansas City 45-yard line. So you think about the way this game started. And then, how about the game? I just see the 415 text. I got to read this. How about the onside kick by which Mitch Wischnowski at the end of the game?
God. It was one of the worst attempts I've ever seen in my life.
It's one of the worst onside kicks I've ever seen in my life.
That looked like you or I out there. Hey, Smedoni,
I mean,
give me your interpretation of what an onside kick should look like, and it's me just half-assing it out there. That's what it looked like for Mitch Wischnowski. I couldn't get one legit onside kick attempt. Brutal.
That was bad.
Brutal.
That was bad. That was all time bad. Let's go to Damon in the city. Damon, line 5. Damon, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Not today, Bonte. Not today. Hey, I remember last week you were talking about how you asked the question, is this, you know, the most important game that the Niners are playing? And I felt that it was. And I felt that it was because, like, their identity was on the line. The identity as the guys to see, as a route through the NFC was on the line. You know, after losing Arizona, after losing the Rams, after not even having a shot with Minnesota, I felt like coming again against KC, like we needed this win to show that we still those guys and to keep that morale. And I felt that KC, just
picked
the backbone
from
the Niners yesterday, man. And
that's what it felt
I
like.
Love
Damon, you break it up a little bit. By the way, Jerry Rice, 8:30 coming up in 13 minutes to go. Jerry Rice, 13 minutes. You don't want to miss what he has to say. He's going to be disappointed. Jerry Rice does not take losses easily. He does not take losses. He takes them hard. You know what I'm saying? Jerry Rice is not going to be a happy man this morning. I can tell you that much. He'll join us in 13 minutes here on the Morning Roast. But Damon brought up snatch their soul. It felt like a soul-snatching victory by Kansas City. And the Niners just mentally the body language, the tone, just felt like they knew we can't beat Kansas City. We just can't beat them.
It's frustrating, too, and it's just kind of perplexing because I get it. I just don't feel the same animosity from the fan base, from the players that they had towards Philadelphia last year compared to Kansas City. And Kansas City has just owned them throughout the years. And I get it. Maybe because they're not chirping as much. Maybe they're not doing that. Maybe Patrick Mahomes is likable. You got Taylor Swift. But like, I needed that hatred towards the Kansas City Chiefs. I wasn't feeling it from the callers last week, Bonte.
No, I wasn't.
There was a lot of scared energy from the callers last week.
There was some scared energy.
They're like,
in this
it's just
region.
One game. It doesn't matter.
And you know what?
And I felt that from the players yesterday.
We talked about that. I said, you know, the energy is a little different.
You're right. The energy was scary. People were scared. And the Niners played scared offensively. They played scared. Now, I know Fred Warner wasn't scared.
No.
I know D. Winters wasn't scared.
Bosa
Bosa played his ass off yesterday. Nick Bosa wasn't playing scared. Number 97, give him a raise. Well, he's a guy, he's a prize pay player. Dude. but Bosa was fine. Malik Mustafa, I know he got tricked in the end zone by Mahomes, but you know what? He was making plays. He was tackling. He was making woo hits. Diamante Lenore was ready to play. That guy's a player. He played his ass off. He wasn't scared. But offensively, they were timid. So, you know, we got to bounce back next week against the Dallas Cowboys team coached by Mike Zimmer. A defensive team coached by Mike Zimmer, of course.
Really bad defense.
Mike McCarthy is the head coach. So, we'll see what happens next Sunday night. Let's go to...
I mean, that's the worst rushing defense. You're going from the best rush defense to the worst rush defense in the span of a week. So maybe that'll cure everything.
Maybe it would. Maybe it would. Let's go to BPA, Brian and Paul.
Oh, there he is. Let's go.
Morning. Yeah, I think they're just not a good team, you know. And, you know, like it all, I don't want to hear about anybody else. This is all, Kyle owns it solely and completely. You know, they're, you know, you talk about, I mean, you're like giving Nick Sorensen some sort of participation trophy. The Chiefs scored the most points they've scored in any game this season yesterday, right? The Niners gave up, what, 220 yards getting gutted right up the middle in their Pillsbury soft internal defense.
Well, they gave up 21. Casey added it on for a little, you know, participation point, little beauty pageant.
I mean, three interceptions on offense don't help BPA.
Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This is offense, BPA.
It's not good enough on any level, right? In all three phases, they're not good enough. And, I mean, the Chiefs are not an offensive juggernaut this year, right? They got just as many injuries on the skill position side as the 49ers do. So, you know, they're just not a good team, right? And, like, I feel like we walk into a game, Kyle's consistently outcoached by other defensive coordinators. We have a defensive coordinator not a single other team in the NFL would hire. We have a special teams coach who's just a hot disaster every week, who somehow continues to be employed. And you have players like McCaffrey and Ayuk and all these guys that were more concerned about holding out for more money than, you know, like it kind of feels like this is sort of the way it probably was supposed to be, right? They had a bunch of guys. I mean, McCaffrey gets a pass for some reason. This guy put the 49ers over a barrel with two bum Achilles. Like, and he's played not a single snap this year. Debo, he didn't feel good yesterday. He didn't play. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, these guys, it's like they have better stuff to do. Anyways, have a great day, guys. Bye.
Is tummy hurt? What happened with Debo yesterday?
I don't know what happened with Debo. Evan, what did they say about Debo in the locker room? What was he? Yeah, did he have migraine? Was he sick? Bubble guts? What was going on with Debo?
Illness is what the official report was.
Illness.
The 49ers fans had an illness watching the team yesterday, too.
You know what he had? Super Bowl hangover.
Oh, no. You hate that.
Well, here's my deal.
Some Tylenol.
Look, he may have been sick. He may not have been able to go.
It's a four, by the way.
He may not have been able to go, Debo Samuel. So I'll stall him out because he is a tough player. But I will say, it's not the best look to the fans when you're walking up and down the sideline with a play sheet and a towel over your head and you're moving around. Yeah. If you're sick, stay in the locker room.
Stay home.
Or just stay in the locker room, get some medicine, maybe take a nap, get the TV on or something like that. But when you're on the sideline pacing back and forth with the players after you basically take off all your uniform, it's not the best look. If you're sick, you're sick. I know if I'm sick, I'm going in to rest.
Well, yeah,
I'm not going to be out there in 100-degree heat, 80-degree heat.
Are you contagious?
Yeah,
like, that's
yeah,
like,
exactly.
What's going on here?
So I don't know what's going on with Debo. I don't know what's going on with Debo. I'm not going to say he just tapped out. I'm not going to do that.
Do you think that we're, to BPA's point, do you think we're letting Sorensen skate by today?
Sorensen, the defense solid yesterday. It was solid.
Rush defense wasn't great.
At times, it was good. It was really good. Early on, it was time. But they were on the field for 35, 36 minutes.
Yeah.
They got wore down at the end of the game.
Again, the turnover is just, you put your defense in a disadvantageous position when you keep turning the ball over like that.
I'm blown away that the Niners had 10 days to prep for that, a mini bye week. And now was their offensive game plan against that defense? Kansas City didn't do anything creative defensively.
No.
They said, we're playing man defense, we're blitzing your ass, and we dare you and uncover us. They had 10 days to get ready. And that game plan stunk.
And you look at that Chiefs defense, and I get it, they got Chris Jones, Karlaftis is a good player, McDuffie's an all-pro player. You got all-pros, too, on defense. Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, Charvarius Ward.
Again, I thought defense played okay.
Like,
I thought defense was fine yesterday. I really do. It was 14-12. You're going in for a lead early, you know? That's
dominating the phases of the game. I go back to last year, and everything just felt so perfect for the 49ers. And you keep going back, and I saw Nahigian post it yesterday, the Steve Young clip. That last year really felt like the year for the 49ers. And are we just going to be thinking about that all season long, Bonte? Like, they missed their opportunity last year.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about it all offseason. We're talking about it now. Like, you had them on the ropes in the Super Bowl, and it went to overtime, and it didn't need to go to overertime.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. Let's go to Rocky.
You were there.
Yeah.
You were there. You know what I mean? In person.
Yeah.
Allegiant Stadium.
Saw it coming.
Taylor Swift.
I told you what happened.
Ice Spice. Usher.
Well, I told you what happened.
Yeah,
they
man.
Got the interception, and they didn't score. And I said, well, how are the Niners going to lose? That's what went on in my head. How are they going to lose this game?
I mean, who was it that joined you last week from the Kansas City radio side?
Color commentator, right?
Correct.
I forget his name already.
We'll get it. But he was essentially saying there was at no point in that Super Bowl where the Chiefs fans thought they were going to lose that game.
They were completely confident.
And Niners fans, you and Niners fans saying,
how are they going to lose?
How are they going to lose? And that was the difference yesterday.
Let me squeeze in Rocky. Rocky Vallejo. Let me squeeze him in. Rocky, what's happening?
Yeah, what's up, guys? Great show, man. Very therapeutic. I'm with Bonte, man. Brock Purdy, this is the worst game of his career. 3 interceptions. They're all horrible throws. They're like Jimmy Ono throws. Definitely like that. Even the throw he made to the rookie Cowling, the guy was wide open. If he threw it a better pass, he would have scored. And then at the last interception probably was the worst one, because at worst you take a field goal and you're only down by one score, and the defense is not going to just let them run the ball all the way down the throat. When they're down after that interception, the defense just gave up. You know, that was a horrible performance by Brock Purdy. He didn't do a single good thing. The offensive line really improved in the second half. Mm-hmm. I know that first half they had that Aaron Banks and that backup tight end, that double block, that was horrible. But the second half, they started opening up holes for J.P. Mason, and they gave Brock time. Brock has to own this game. This game was on Brock.
Yeah, good call, Rocky. I hear you, Rocky.
Dan and Hughes, by the
Dan
way.
And Hughes, was, Dan and Hughes, yeah, Dan and Hughes.
Joined us last week.
Dan and Hughes. Dan and Hughes is his name. All right, to go. Jerry Rice is going to join us on the other side.
Can't wait.
Richie Rich, I want you to hang tight. Will, JSG, Rashawn in Vegas. Rashawn says he's giving up on the Niners in Vegas. He's out in Vegas right now, Rashawn, saying that he's giving up on the Niners. So I want to hear why Rashawn is giving up on the Niners. So hang tight, Rashawn. We'll get to you after Jerry Rice, as well as Richie Rich and JSG. That's all coming up. Brought to you by Safeway of Northern California.
Hey, yo, it's Sushi Man. You listen to the 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast, Bonte, Shasta, Obey.
Oh, man, let's bring in the greatest of all time, no matter the position. He's the greatest football player I've ever laid eyes on, and I know he's not happy this morning. That's for sure. Jerry Rice does not take losses easily. He doesn't take them at all. He don't like losing. He may hate losing more than he loves winning. So let's bring in the GOAT, Jerry Rice, here on the River Islands guest line. Don't forget, River Islands is the best in the business. Go out there to Lathrop or go visit them. River Islands is awesome. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Jerry, good morning, man. Welcome back to the Morning Roast here on 95.7 The Game. Joe Spadoni, Bonte Hill. I saw you before the game. It was some good energy, and then the game started. And it was bad energy. And be the man. You got to beat the man. And right now, the Niners can't beat the man. It's just simple. They can't beat the Kansas City Chiefs, Jerry.
Man, what a frustrating day yesterday. And now I'm still frustrated. Now I'm frustrated at you guys because you guys, I'm trying to get this Zoom link. And for some reason, it is not working. What is going on?
No,
communication. It's just like Shanahan and Brock Purdy right now. There's just a lack of communication right now. It's just, it starts with us, you know?
Man, yesterday, it just looked like It was like they were just meeting for the first time. It was that first day of training camp. And, you know, to see what happened yesterday, and we knew the importance of that football game, and we didn't rise to the occasion. And then on top of that, more injuries. I'm like, what is going on, man? I don't know. I don't even know if we're going to have anyone to suit up next week.
Ayuk in the ACL. Look, Jerry, let me ask you this then. You know, because I need a go fuel right now. I need some go fuel in my life. I'm down in the dumps, Jerry. I need go fuel. Maybe I need the ice around your neck, too. That chain that you had on yesterday was shining. That was the only thing that was shining at Levi's Stadium. But this team has a problem with beating man coverage, and we're seeing it all season now. These defenses are coming in, whether they're going to L.A., Minnesota, or teams are coming to Levi's Stadium, and they're saying, we're just going to play man defense against you. We're going to press sticky man coverage. And I think about Chu. I think about John Taylor. I think about T.O. If teams manned you guys up, you are going to have a field day. You'll be on ESPN all night long. But this team cannot beat man coverage. Why is that, Jerry?
Yeah, and the Chiefs' defense is really elite, man, because I'm going to be honest with you. Patrick Mahomes yesterday didn't actually play his best football.
Mm-mm.
And he hasn't played his best football. He got the worst passing rating in the NFL right now. But that defense is winning ball games. And, you know, you got to be able to not make mistakes and do all of that. But one-on-one coverage. Okay, this is my game. I would spread the defense out. I would spread them out. I would spread that offense out. That run pass option thing where everything is so condensed, the passing lanes are way, you know, there's no room for error. And I think right now, because everything is so congested inside, you need to just simplify everything, spread the defense out. Let these guys run hook routes. Let these guys run square outs. Let these guys run, you know, like comebacks on the outside and spread them out. I think Brock Purdy is going to have passing lanes where he can just process everything and it doesn't look so congested.
And I was watching him yesterday, Jerry, and you were at the game, and I was just watching on my couch, but I got to be honest, this is probably the worst game I've ever seen Brock Purdy play as a San Francisco 49er. I mean, all those interceptions, two of them, just go back to the very first one. I don't know what he was looking at. What were the Chiefs doing specifically yesterday to frustrate him so badly?
They knew they throw the ball over the middle. They pretty much know that they don't throw the ball outside, you know, that often. So, and I was like, even if you don't connect on a long pass or, you know, over the top, you got to throw it to let the defense know that, you know, hey, look, you know, we'll throw the ball deep. We'll throw the ball deep outside. And right now they're squeezing everything over the middle because they know that the majority of, 49er plays are over the middle. So we got to change that, man. Yeah. We got to change that. And if we expect to, somehow win our division, we're gonna have to just, you know, win every ball game now. And it's next man up. We got the Dallas Cowboys coming to town. You know, the team that we don't like, and we got to get a win.
Jerry Rice here on the River Islands guest line on the Morning Roast here on 95.7 The Game. Make sure you pack some Go Fuel as well. We all need it this morning. Go Fuel, the best in the business. Get some sports energy drinks in your life. Go Fuel. By the way, he's got a great roster now. Jerry Rice, you're expanding with this roster when it comes to Go Fuel, but you're so right about not throwing outside the numbers or taking shots deep down the field. You got to let defenses know that, hey, we could take the top off the defense and everything is so congested. So what would happen when you were playing? and maybe you guys are running your West Coast offense and you're sticking to the scheme. When did a coach, whether it was Mike Holmgren as your offensive coordinator or George Seifert as your head coach or Bill Walsh, whoever it was, Mike Shanahan as your OC, the last time the Niners won the Super Bowl, when did they deviate from the scheme to say, you know what, let's just go play football. Let's just get our playmakers the ball, because it feels like at times Shanahan is just too stuck to the script.
Yeah, you know, for us, back in the day, I'm going to be honest with you. If we played like the way we played yesterday, we would have probably been swinging on each other on the sidelines. We would have been fighting each other. That was like, you know, that was not 49er standard right there. I would say probably what we would do is just simplify everything, go back to route running, go back to where, you know, Brock Purdy is feeling a little bit more comfortable back there in the backfield, where he can see the lanes where he wants to throw the football and stuff like that. And let these guys, you know, let these guys earn their money, man. These guys are professionals. And I don't know who's going to suit up next week, because it's like with all the injuries, you know, McCaffrey, Samuel, Ayuk, Jennings, all of that going on. You know, there's still some veteran guys out there, like a DeAndre Hopkins, like, you know, Mike Williams, Deontay Johnson and stuff like that. They might have to bring some other people in, because I don't know what happened with, Debo yesterday.
Yeah, he said he got sick. I don't know what happened, yeah. Jerry.
I don't know what happened, man, because I saw him warming up. Then after that, that was it.
Yeah,
and you know, we got to get some guys on the field. But I think just to simplify everything, where Brock Purdy is more comfortable, he can see the lanes and stuff like that. I think that's going to equate to winning football games. And also, you know, our defense fought hard for the longest.
Yeah, I agree.
But you know, eventually they're going to get tired. You know, and you know, so. Things just didn't happen yesterday, but I'm still going to stay positive. You know, they got to somehow turn it back around, get a win against those Cowboys, which I hate those Cowboys. Oh. They're coming to town. So, but we got to, you know, we got to get it.
Talking to the GOAT here, Jerry Rice, courtesy of the River Islands guest sign. And Jerry, you mentioned the injuries right now and potentially a massive one here with Brandon Ayuk and Kyle Shanahan talking after the game, fearing it's an ACL. I mean, just simply put, how big of a loss would that be for this 49ers offense?
Well, that's big, man, because, you know, I you know, Brandon Ayuk is the guy that pretty much he's going to stretch the field. And I know, you know, he had some critical drops yesterday and stuff like that. One in particular. Yeah. But, you know, you never want to see a guy get injured like that, because I went through that with the ACL and stuff like that. And, you know, it takes a while to, you know, come back from. And you know, so I wish him the best and all of that. But that's a big loss for us. And that's why I was throwing out these other names of veterans that maybe can come in and help this team. And I know Pearsall, he's back on the field. I think he got his first reception yesterday. It was great seeing him out there on the football field. But, you know, we just got to see what, you know, what the game plan is going to be. But somehow we got to get a victory.
You know, Jerry, you brought up the ACL injury, because I'll never forget watching that. And I'm reliving that play in my head, unfortunately, when you guys lost to Tampa Bay in the first game of the season in 1997. Now, you made a comeback. You played on Monday Night Football against the Denver Broncos, scored a touchdown, and re-injured your knee. But going through that rehab process of a torn ACL, what would you tell Brandon Ayuk? What road lies ahead for him as he tries to recover from this ACL injury?
I think the most important thing, don't rush back. Because I did. I rushed it back a little bit because I wanted to be there for the retirement of the greatest quarterback ever, Joe Montana, you know, night jersey and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Then I think I ended up cracking my patella, and I was right back in surgery. So yeah. It was not a very smart move. So, you know, he got to give that time to heal. And you know, once he feels like he's 100%, then get back out there on the football field. But I think an injury like that, it takes time.
Jerry, I want to get inside your head right now, because you've played at the highest level. You've been a part of so many different locker rooms at such a championship level. And when a team has your number, like the Kansas City Chiefs seem to have Kyle Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers number,
yeah.
How does that affect the locker room after a loss like yesterday going forward?
Well, you know, these guys, they should feel embarrassed. I'm going to be honest with you, and that was, you know, that was not 49ers standard football yesterday. So, you know, it's very similar to when the Cowboys kept beating us, and we just thought, you know, we felt like we had to find a way to beat mm-hmm. that team. And, you know, we beat them. We beat them then because we wanted to send a message that, hey, look, yeah, you know, we beat you during regular season. We're going to beat you during the playoffs. We're going to go and win a Super Bowl. So I think with the Niners, it's the same thing with KC. That was a statement game yesterday. Yeah. That was an important game, and I know, we were 3-3, and you know, and we needed that win. And I heard people saying that, hey, we just gonna look at this as another game. It was more than just another game. Richard Sherman and I, we were talking about that, man. Sometimes you just gotta, you know, just put on the boxing gloves.
Yeah.
I just wanted somebody to start a fight yesterday. I just wanted to see something like that.
Trent Williams wanted some smoke, Jerry. Trent Williams got hit in the side of the head. He wasn't taking it. Said, the hell with that, I'm going to slap you back.
Towards the end, but that was a little too late.
Yeah.
That was a little too late.
I wanted to
see something early. I wanted to see something doing warm-up. Like, here we go. You guys are in our house. You guys done beat us in two Super Bowls. Today is not going to happen. And we're going to knock you guys around. That's what I wanted to see.
You know what, and Jerry? You're spot on with that. You're spot on, because in 94, after the Cowboys, you mentioned it, they came to Candlestick Park, and there was some scrapping, there was some fighting, there was some pushing, there was some shoving. You guys went 21-14, and then what happened in the NFC Championship game? You punch in the mouth and go up 21-0. I thought the Niners yesterday, Jerry, for a game as big as it was, we all know how big it was, they took something twice from this team, a Lombardi trophy, a Lombardi, both in the fourth quarter, once in overtime. And the fact is, they came out there 3-and-out, and it just felt timid, Jerry. They felt like they were timid.
I'm gonna be honest with you guys, because I was telling the fans behind me, hey, look, I'm gonna go out here and start a fight. I said, I'm gonna go start a fight before the game. I even security, the police, and stuff like that. I said, look, I'm going to go start a fight. Then you guys going to chase me. Then this is going to go viral.
Jerry, no, to your point, Jerry, it was too Kansas City was way too comfortable yesterday. That's my biggest problem.
Exactly.
They came in here and was like, yeah, we don't even have to play our A game. We're going to play man defense against them, blitz them, and we're going to walk out of here with a dub. They were way too comfortable on the Niners' home turf.
Yeah, and really, really, and I look at body language, and, you know, before a game, you know, the opponent, you know, the home team and stuff like that. I just felt like we were not fired up for that game.
Wow.
And it showed. It showed. And you know, it's like, you know, you get the ball. I want to see an offense sprinting, you know, to the field, saying, hey, let's go. And I'm just watching guys just move real slow. And, you know, it's almost like, you know, like, hey, you know, just another game. It really doesn't mean that much. All of that. That's what I saw. That's the body language that I saw. And it showed. It just looked like they didn't execute well. They did not, you know, have that fire. And with KC, they just had the confidence. They came in. You know, they said, hey, you know, we got this crown on our heads and stuff like that. And we're going to get this, you know, W, and we're just going to just ride on out of here without no effort at all. And that was it.
And they're the last remaining unbeaten team in the NFL right now at 6-0 as the Vikings took the L yesterday to the Detroit Lions. And I'm just looking at the San Francisco 49ers team. All right, 3-4 right now. You get the Cowboys next week, you get a win,
right,
back at .500, and you get the bye week, and then everything, you know, we'll see if Christian McCaffrey comes back. We'll see with all the injuries and stuff like that. This team right now, though, Jerry, heading into this matchup against the Dallas Cowboys, it, it feels like a must-win, right? It feels like you better have this one. If you're 3-5 heading into the bye week, it's scary hours. Just given how the Dallas Cowboys have been playing, yeah. They've looked awful,
they gotta
Jerry.
They got to kick their ass.
Guys, look. Okay, I thought I saw the worst game ever. I'm going to be honest with the Dallas Cowboys. with what happened there, I think it was on Jerry Jones' birthday or whatever. They got beat down really bad.
Jerry was going at the radio hosts last week. He was going at those guys. Yeah, getting mad at them.
They got beat 47-9, Jerry. 47-9. And Jerry Jones is telling radio dudes that he'll fire them.
but guys, on top of that, I saw another really bad game yesterday. And that one really disturbed me 100%. Because we had an opponent that had kicked our butts twice in the Super Bowl. And then to come into our house the way they did and to win this one and walk out of there. So that game was a must win. Now this game coming up, I mean, we got to win this football game. If we don't win this football game, it shows that this team is just going through the motions. And they know the importance of this game coming up. And I don't want to hear this stuff about, hey, this is just another game coming up this week.
No. It's the Cowboys.
This is everything. This is the season. This is the Cowboys. And in every game after that, we're going to have to take them, take it one by one. And somehow we got to fight hard. And we still might have a chance of winning the division, get into the playoffs where we can start the season all over again and really, cause some havoc. So I don't want to hear that stuff. I don't want to hear the guys say anything about, like, hey, it's just another game. Every game now is bigger and more important than anything. If we plan on doing something during the postseason and, getting back to the Super Bowl.
Jerry, I need you in that locker room this week, maybe to give them a pregame speech or something. I'm dead serious, Jerry. I thought yesterday it ticked me off walking out of that stadium thinking that they let Kansas City come in and punk them defensively off. The defense played fine, but offensively, to throw three interceptions, to not be able to beat man coverage, to have one first down with basically 6 minutes left in the first half, that's not 49er football. And to your point, the body language was atrocious. So now the Cowboys are coming to town, another hated team. They want to come over and take over the trap. You know the Cowboy fans are going to be in the building. Maybe we need you to speak to the team before the game to let them know how important this is.
Well, I'm going to tell you, too, the Cowboys, after that ball game that they had, they're going to feel like they need some type of redemption. So everything in the 49ers, they probably feel the same way. So, hey, this is a mano-a-mano. Here we go. Back to the old Cowboy days where we didn't like each other and stuff like that. And hey, look, if you try to come into our stadium and try to disrespect us, hey, put the boxing gloves on. Let's go.
Jerry.
Right from the start. Don't sugarcoat it or anything.
Yep.
Let them know right from the start that, hey, look, it's not going to happen today. We're gonna whip that you-know-what. We're going to get that W, and we're going to get ready for the next game.
That's Jerry Rice, everybody, the greatest football player of all time. Not quarterback, not receiver, the greatest football player of all time for my bottom dollar. Jerry, you're always good to us, man. Keep chucking those goat fuels, man. Keep shining that chain up. Always good to see you at Levi Stadium. Big one next week against the Cowboys. We always thank you for the time, Jerry.
Hey, man, you know you don't. Next time to Zoom, man, because I got my chain on it.
Oh, no, listen.
I'm ready
listen,
for you guys.
Hey, Jerry.
You guys hurt me today, man.
Hey, listen. Jerry, I walked up to you at Levi's, and it looked like you was ready to run through my soul. You shook my head and said, yeah, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll be ready to go. And you had to go for you. I said, you know what? I'm going to just walk away from Jerry. I'm not messing with Jerry on game days no more, man. He's ready to run through me, dude.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something. I'm a different guy on game day. I'm a different guy, man. I have always been that way. It's like my game is, and even after retirement, I feel what the players, should be going through. I feel like, you know, what we owe the fans and playing our best football. So I still go through those emotions, even though I'm retired and I have my game face on, and it's hard, man. It was a hard day, but, you know, sometimes you got to, you know, fight through adversity, get ready for the next one. I expect the Niners to really bounce back hard this week. And after that, you know, just keep fighting each game and start getting some wins and somehow, you know, get into the playoffs.
No doubt, Jerry. No doubt. They got to get a big one. We always appreciate the time, man. 3-4 right now. Got to get to 4-4 and back to 500. Jerry, we'll see you next Sunday at Levi's.
All right. Go Niners.
There he is. Thanks, Jerry.
The GOAT, Jerry Rice, here on the River Islands guest line. And he said a lot.
Ooh, he did.
He said a lot. He said a lot. Look at that sound clip.
Embarrassing, Bonte. That is the word I keep coming back to.
Going through the motions, body language. Somebody going to start something? I see a text here, Comcast Business Text Line. Somebody who said, oh, 510. Jerry gets it. I was living when I seen Tig Brown helping up Kansas City players. They're the ops. They're the enemy. Don't help anybody up for Kansas City. The hell with that.
Too much buddy-buddy energy yesterday. Whether it was George Kittle hitting up Travis Kelce, too much. Where was the energy that you had for the Eagles last year?
Yeah, there was
none. Where was the energy
was
you had
there.
For the Cowboys last year?
It
Where
was
that
there.
Energy?
It was not there.
Why?
It was not there.
Why?
Because you know why? Mentally, Kansas City lives rent-free in their domes.
Wow.
And they play like it. I'm going to just straight up with you. Kyle Shanahan called plays like he was timid. He showed too much damn respect to Spags. Way too much. Brock Purdy played timid. Seeing ghost out there. Wide receivers can't uncover. And to hear Jerry say, I looked at the body language, you guys just kind of lollygagging out, running to the field. And I watched Kansas City warm up. I watched Kansas City warm up. They're as cool as a cucumber. Chilling, helmets off, smiles all over the place. Yeah, let's get this dub. We're going to throw the ball. Mahomes played a C-plus game.
Yeah.
C-minus at that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, it made me sick. Let's go to, I got to hear from Rashawn. Line 3, Vegas, right? That's my guy in Vegas. Said he's giving up on the Niners. Rashawn, good morning. Why are you giving up on the Niners,
already?
Man?
Already?
You there, Rashawn?
Oh, no. He's got to get flushed.
Oh, he's there. Call back. He's late. He was late on the draw. Call us back, Rashawn. Let's go to Mike in Sacramento. Mike, what's happening?
What
You're
up,
on
Mike?
A roast.
What's going on, boys? How we doing this morning?
Could have been doing better.
Fired up after
Could have been doing better.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, I was at the game yesterday, so my voice is tore up right now. But let me tell y'all something real quick. Let me cook for a second. Let me just do what I got to do. If Mahomes has an average day, you got to make his ass pay. That's number one. If he's pedestrian at all, you have to make him pay. Number two, the Ravens and Chiefs have given the whole league the template on how to beat the 49ers. They own us. That's it. They own us. That's it. Number three, the 49ers and the fans drank a bunch of Kool-Aid over the summer and a bunch of issues with contracts and all that other stuff. And we thought we were just going to waltz in this season, and we're just going to go right into the NFC Championship game again. And every season is different. And the players just got filled, too full of themselves. And I don't know what the heck is going on. And the last thing I'm going to say real quick, boys, the other teams are smelling blood in the water now.
Yep.
There's no intimidation factor at all. 49ers do not scare anyone anymore. And last season and the couple seasons before, we had games won before the game even started. We had intimidated the team before the game even started. Now we got nothing. We're just an average team, average quarterback, overpaid players. That's it, boys. Thank you for your time.
He's not happy, Mike in Sacramento.
Well said.
And Jerry's not happy, Spinoni. He said, to be honest, if we played the way we played yesterday, this is from Jerry Rice. To be honest, if we played the way we played yesterday, we would probably have been swinging on each other on the sidelines. We would have been fighting each other. That was not the 49ers standard right there yesterday at Levi's Stadium.
It just looked lackadaisical.
That's what I'm saying.
And if you needed a guy like Deebo Samuel to be that spark plug always, that's a problem. You can't rely on one guy, whether it's offensively or defensively, to be the spark plug. You got to have that mindset all around, whether you're the